And welcome back to Reaction Cast. It's your host Jesus, aka Tyrant Dominus, here to bring you another episode. This time around, we're going to be talking about Luca, the recent Disney Pixar animated film. I'm going to just get right into it. It is one of the most entertaining and joyful films I've seen in a long while. Getting started just a little bit here. The tale is about Luca, a young sea dweller. You're helping around the home as a shepherd boy, curious of adventuring like any young kid does, always imagining the like. And he gets this inkling of kind of the like Little Mermaid vibe, with kind of the human knickknacks that fall into the scene. And there along the lines, he meets what is the name of his friend? I've literally just heard it. Alberto. So yeah, as he kind of continues finding these knickknacks, he bumps into Alberto, another young sea dweller who actually lives on kind of this like abandoned old, like I would say some tower, like an old like war tower and or castle tower. Anyways, he lives in one of these abandoned towers, just living there waiting for his father and just kind of living life. And this is kind of Luca's first like kind of just venture onto the surface world. And it's interesting to see this dynamic between, like, for the most part, this entire film is this wonderful dynamic of friendship between Luca and Alberto. And then continuing on, they meet another character of Julia, and there's like this whole wonderful dynamic that goes along with this. But let's getting a little bit into it as well is, once again, Pixar Animation does a wonderful job animating this film. The way Luca and some of the other sea dwellers are, the way they're animated from transforming from their human to their sea forms, I like how it's like wonderfully done. And just it's a wonderful art style they've done with this. The music is great. It's joyful. I wasn't really paying attention to any of kind of like the hidden things that they usually put in the things. I probably will rewatch it again. It is a movie worth watching again, because the plot is so, it's very, I'm going to say very simple, but it's very touching to many individuals, because it's just this tale of people when they made their first like real friend in their youth and go on these like little adventures. It just takes you back to when you made your first like friend, wild friend, and was able to take you away from your comfort zone, and you just got into kind of these little troubles and stuff like that. And that's what this film kind of does. Just this feeling of just adventure, shenanigans. Also a very it's hard to sometimes to say, it's just there's a very good antagonist in this film of what's the name of this antagonist, the bully, what is the name of the bully, Ercole, I think that's how he, I think his name is Ercole. And he, like, the way this character is like depicted, he's, you know, he's just a mean kid. He's just mean to be mean. There's no like hidden agenda or anything. He's just a dick. And I like that. It's just, he's just a gay person, just an average dude who's just an ass, and it works perfectly well for this film of these two young boys and girl just doing their little race and stuff, and all the shenanigans they get into. There's not really much more to say. It's just a wonderful story, wonderful animation, beautiful art, like all around great film. I can't really say there's much I could like go against it. It flows very well, story's very touching. You know, I'm trying to really think. You know what? Yeah, I'm gonna give this movie a solid 9 out of 10. Fabulous film, wonderful to watch, like great, beautiful film. If you haven't seen it, I recommend you do. Watch it with your kids, let them watch it with their friends. It's a wonderful film. You know, I'll probably end up watching again with my nephew. It's really good, really good. But yeah, that's my thoughts on Luca. There's not really much in spoilers I can really talk about. There's nothing really. It's a simple film. If there was more like nitpicking stuff, I would probably get into it, but there's nothing really. Just a wonderful little story of friendship, and what it entails. But yeah, wonderful performances for everyone. 9 out of 10. Let me know if you guys were able to watch it. Leave a comment down below or find me on Twitter or Instagram. So, thanks again for listening. Until next time, see you.